really happy today.
No doubt about this. The NFL and the Players Association have agreed to halt immediately all of the aspects of their joint COVID-19 protocols. So operations will return to normal after nearly 2 years of restrictions. And you're right. There's a lot of players, and you know that Aaron Rodgers is happy about this too, because Aaron has maintained throughout the whole thing that, hey, he is protected from COVID-19. He's not worried about getting it. And, in fact, I think he did. So, hey, he's covered. He's covered, and I feel the same way. So
Now, is that covered or is that vaccinated?
We're covered. We're both covered.
No, I loved it the way he did it when he originally did this thing, and it was like he was parsing words.
Yeah.
And we all said, oh, that must mean he's vaccinated. No, it does not mean that.
No, he's already tested positive for it, so his body has T-cell memories, will remember that bad virus, and they're ready to attack it the next time it comes around. And you know, it's the way it is with the flu. It's the way it is with colds. It's it's just the way it is. And people, I think they were suckered into doing something that maybe they didn't have to do.
Well, it will be fascinating to see how players react to this thing and this announcement today that the Players Association and the owners are all in agreement. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, we have no agreement. We have a lockout. We have no spring training. The first full week of baseball, Major League Baseball, is done, canceled. I know.
It's a little scary.
Coming up, Scott Walker will join us. He is the former governor of Wisconsin, and he will talk about the Biden handling of the Ukraine and urging America to return to leadership style of Reagan. And you know what? We could take a lesson from Ronald Wilson Reagan. We really honestly could. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. The Thursday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Speaking to reporters during a cabinet meeting, President Biden says the world has come together to punish Vladimir Putin.
Our interest is in maintaining the strongest unified economic impact campaign that on Putin in all history. And I think we're well on the way to doing that.
The Biden administration announcing new sanctions against Russian oligarchs and others in the president's inner circle. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As Russian forces continue their attack inside Ukraine, President Biden is going after Putin and his wealthy associates.
Choking off access to technology as well as cutting off access to the global financial system. It's had a profound impact already.
Those targeted by new sanctions include one of Russia's wealthiest individuals and Putin's press secretary. The State Department also announced it was imposing visa bans on 19 Russian oligarchs and dozens of their family members and close associates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, a Kentucky jury has cleared a former police officer who fired shots during the 2020 drug raid that ended with Breonna Taylor's death. The jury found Brett Hankinson not guilty of endangering neighbors when he fired through sliding glass side doors and a window of Taylor's apartment. Vaccine demand is falling. States are left with huge stockpiles.
As demand for COVID-19 vaccines collapse in many areas of the U.S., states are scrambling to use stockpiles of doses before they expire and must be added to the millions that have already gone to waste. From some of the least vaccinated states, like Indiana and North Dakota, to some of the most vaccinated states, like New Jersey and Vermont, public health departments are shuffling doses around in hopes of finding providers that can still use them. State health departments have been tracking millions of doses that went to waste, including ones that expired, were in multi-dose vials that couldn't be used completely, or had to be tossed for some other reason like temperature issues or broken vials. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More at townhall.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas home builders have started 2022 with record prices. The median sales price for newly built single-family homes in Southern Nevada reached $482,320 in January. That's up nearly 24% from the same time last year. Overall, builders closed on 722 new home sales in January. That's up 2% from the same time a year ago in what is normally the lowest performing month for closings. Local builders say they continue to operate at full capacity and are selling everything that they release. Henderson Mayor Deborah March cut the ribbon officially opening the latest sports arena in Southern Nevada, with the 6,000-fan capacity arena Dollar Loan Center at Green Valley and Paseo Verde Parkways in Henderson. The arena will host the Big West Conference and men's and women's basketball tournament. That's March 8th through the 12th. And it will be the permanent home of the Henderson Silver Knights hockey team. McClure County's COVID-19 metrics continue to get better. The county's 14-day test positivity rate dropped 0.5 percentage point. To finally, 7.6%.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Commuters are averaging about 55 miles per hour right now through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south at Russell, north at Tropicana, and moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 east at Valley Verde, and lane restrictions continue on the 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. You know, I've often said that if our next governor, our next guest rather, had been the governor of Nevada instead of Governor Sandoval, we would be so much better off. Just the way the governor, Governor Scott Walker, ran Wisconsin, all of the gains that they made in that state, Nevada would be so much better off. Scott Walker joins us. He's the former governor of Wisconsin and now the president of Young America's Foundation. Scott, first of all, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. You did a great op-ed piece in the Washington Examiner. I want to get into that in a minute, but I want to talk to you about your time as governor of Wisconsin. Are there one or two things that you're most proud of during those years?
Oh, yeah. Well, we took on the big government union bosses and put the people back in charge, not only in state government, but local governments. You know, we got rid of seniority and tenure, and so we can staff schools and local governments and state government the same way people do in the private sector. You know, put the best and the brightest there and pay them according to their performance, and instead of the old system that locked people in whether they were good or not. And that, the great part is, it not only saved $13 billion for the taxpayers in our state, which in of itself is great, but it's really put them back in charge, and our schools and our local governments are much better for it.
And governors all across the country looked at what you did and marveled at it. I'm just curious, because I remember when they took over the Capitol and you had people camping out in your rotunda there. There was pushback.
Yeah, there were 100,000 people occupying our state capitol. Remember, people like Nancy Pelosi were actually once for occupying capitals before they were against it. But no, we had the Occupy movement in our state. They tried to intimidate us, just like they do with conservatives, particularly on college campuses these days, but all over the place. It's an intimidation factor. They try to cancel us out. The ultimate cancel with me was they tried to recall us, but we ultimately won. Not only won the battle, won with more votes than we cast the first time for me. But that was because we did the things we said we were going to do, not just taking on the unions, not just balancing the budget. We cut the tax burden by over $13 billion. We expanded school choice, permanent school choice statewide. We put in place real reforms that held for accountability. We did just about everything you can think of on the common sense conservative wish list in a blue state. And the best part about it, it worked. And that's why the left got so upset.
I just loved it. I really honestly did. I always drew the comparison with Governor Sandoval and you did all the right things, and he did all the wrong things, including the largest tax increase in the history of our state. I won't go into that, but I wish so much you'd been the governor of Nevada instead of Wisconsin. Hey, I got to ask you, you are by the way, we're talking with Scott Walker, the former governor of Wisconsin and the president of Young America's Foundation. What is Young America's Foundation?
YAF.org, simply put, we train the leaders in the next generation who are going to fight for freedom. It started with William F. Buckley and Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater back in the 60s. We've taken it from college campuses to high schools, and now we're actually even expanding it in the middle school. But it's to counter the radical indoctrination they see on the left in their schools and their campuses, in their social media and in culture. And boy, we got a fight ahead of us, but we're in for it.
I want to ask you about your op-ed in the Washington Examiner, which I thought was absolutely spot on, talking about urging America to return to the leadership style of Ronald Wilson Reagan. Can you talk a little bit about the column and what you were trying to say in this?
Yeah, and I tell this to our young people all the time, not just because I love Reagan, which I do, probably like a lot of your listeners as well, but it's not so much looking back as much as looking forward, giving our young people and Americans in general hope. We've been through this sort of stuff before. I still remember the yellow ribbon around the tree in front of our house as a kid for 444 days when our Iranians held 52 Americans hostage. I still remember the oil embargoes and the gas lines and the high prices of gas and gasoline, and food and housing. I still remember all those things and the challenges and the threats and the Cold War from the old Soviet Union and others out there. Many of the challenges we face today are things we were dealing with in the late 1970s, and then Ronald Reagan came in, and that's why I lay out there that kind of, you know, optimistic, common sense, conservative leadership that got us back on the right track. It made America strong again. We won the Cold War without ever firing a shot because we were strong. We knew that strength, that peace ultimately comes through strength, not through this kind of woke weakness out there. And the country not only felt better, we performed better. We had one of the longest sustained economic growth periods in American history. We can do it again, but it's going to take somebody different than the current occupant in the White House.
Did Vladimir Putin learn from our departure from Afghanistan? Do you think there's a direct link between what happened there and our hasty retreat out of Kabul and what's going on today in Ukraine?
100%. You look at Putin's still upset with what Gorbachev did, conceding victory to Reagan in the Cold War. He's much more aligned with Lenin, and Lenin once said, you probe with bayonets. If you find mush, you push. If you find steel, you stop. With Reagan, those Soviet and old Russian leaders found steel, and they knew they couldn't compete. When you look at Biden and many of the other leaders in the world, you see a lot of mush. I mean, he looked and said, well, this guy can't even competently oversee a withdrawal from a country. Imagine today if Ukrainian resistance fighters had even a fraction of the military equipment we left in Bagram at that airfield when they abandoned it in the middle of the night. Boy, they'd be having major success right now. So he looked at it there. I worry it's not just Putin. It's the leadership in Iran who will make a play for Israel. It's the Communist Chinese Party in China who I think is going to probably make a play for Taiwan now that the Olympics are over and Putin's given them cover. So the world is much less safe today because of the weakness of Joe Biden and his allies.
Scott, what should the president have done in the run-up to all of this? I mean, we did the diplomacy thing, and we threatened sanctions. We didn't impose. We threatened sanctions. Is there something we could have done, should have done instead?
Oh, 100%. I said this in the first presidential debate in 2015. Reinstate the missile defense system that Obama got rid of that used to be was American, the civil defense system against missiles, but in Czech Republic and Poland, you work with NATO to put more forces on that eastern border abutting Russia. You put in place and have the quick ability to snap your finger and put in place real sanctions. Remember, this all happened, and up until the other day, they hadn't even sanctioned through SWIFT the financial institutions. And as we speak, they still haven't done real sanctions against Russian oil and natural gas. You want to stranglehold the Putin regime, boy, do something about the oil. But we've sadly, they bowed to this god of this whole Green New Deal concept and climate change, and they can't act on it. Restoring us back to energy independence like we had under President Trump would go a long way towards putting us in the right direction.
I'm wondering what you thought of the Biden State of the Union address. Even people in his own party, AOC, said there was much left to be desired from the speech. Republicans were universal in their condemnation of the speech. It was presidential weakness at its worst. What did you think of it?
I thought it was the state of denial, just an absolute state of denial. He ignored the reality of how many Americans are suffering today because of high prices driven by inflation and many of his policies. He ignored the problems we face at our southern border and the real crisis with human, drug, and firearm trafficking. And he's ignored, I think, largely what got us into trouble globally in the first place of what's happening with Russia and as we mentioned, his weakness in Afghanistan opening the door to Putin. So just an absolute failure out there. And the policies he proposed in many ways add more fuel to the fire of high inflation, which will only make things cost more in the coming days, weeks, and months and take us in exactly the wrong direction. Add that to the fact that Nancy Pelosi couldn't figure out when to stand up, nor could Chuck Schumer, and it was a total debacle.
I want to ask you about how we get out of this mess in Ukraine. The president has promised, swearing up and down, we're not going to put boots on the ground there. We're not going to commit American forces. So short of boots on the ground, what's going to fix this? What's the off-ramp for both Putin and the Ukrainian government?
Well, I go back to the energy embargo. If you actually put sanctions on Russian oil and natural gas, if you cut off all their supplies to other activities, the fact that they're not even talking about it, let alone acting on it, is darn near on the verge of treasonous. I mean, you almost can't screw these things up anymore. We saw that in Afghanistan, where it was probably the worst case scenario, and led to, you see it here as well. If you really want to have an effect, in the end, the people in Russia, sadly, who don't want this, you see it in the streets, they don't want what Putin's pushing, at least in Ukraine, but they've got to feel it and put the pressure on folks there. And the oligarchs, the billionaires there who control things, they've got to feel it. You've got to be ready to go full force on them. And I think that has as much of an impact as any sort of military presence would be by the United States, which I don't think we need to do.
We have promised all billions and billions of dollars in aid, humanitarian aid, military aid. Is it too little, too late to save Ukraine?
I hope not. I mean, I think you've seen in the early stages of the resistance that in some ways it reminds me of our own country back in the Revolutionary War, where the British Army was by far the world's greatest fighting force at that time, but largely driven by professional soldiers. Versus the Patriots, who were much more involved in guerrilla warfare, and we're fighting for something as opposed to just the paycheck. I think you're seeing that between the early stages between Russia and the folks in Ukraine. The question is, can that last? At some point, does just the size of the force volume overcome them? I hope it doesn't. I hope enough of this other assistance can help along the way. But you're talking hours and days, not weeks and months, and so more than anything, they just need our prayers right now, and they need people to step up and put the pressure.
Ken, if folks want to check out your op-ed, and by the way, I urge people to do that, where can they find it, and where can they reach out to you?
Yeah, yaf.org, yaf.org. I'm up on Twitter, at Scott Walker, Facebook, Scott K. Walker. All those connect to yaf.org. So yaf.org. And the Washington Examiner's the paper that ran that editorial both online and in print the other day as well. And I'm in there frequently.
Scott, always good to have you with us. Next time you're out here, stop by. We'd love to get a chance to visit with you.
This time of year, I particularly love it coming from Wisconsin.
I was going to say, Scott, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your week.
You too. Have a good one. Bye now.
There you go. Scott Walker. In fact, I first met him at one of the Basque Fries up in Gardnerville, and he was just really nice. Just a really nice guy. But I so admire what he did as governor of Wisconsin, and I wish that he had been governor of Nevada, because what he did for pension reform, tax reform, there's so many issues that he covered as governor, and he survived re-elections, recalls. Really a stand-up guy. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. By the way, don't forget, Stardom is never far away on this program, because guess who's coming up after 2:05? Ken Cuccinelli, the former Virginia Attorney General and the National Chairman for Election Transparency Initiative. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know just what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I finally got tired of asking, huh? Or what? So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The war in Ukraine continues. The Russians continue to make advances. And I don't know if you caught this last night. I was working very, very late, and I saw the replay of Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel. And he continued his attack on the Biden State of the Union address. I mean, this was vintage Sean Hannity. Give a listen to cut one. This is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Instead of showing real leadership on the world stage, Joe basically read off a wish list.